Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, January 9th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows a positive performance in Asia overnight, although the Nikkei was closed for a holiday, while European equity markets are higher in early trade but off pre-market highs. Bonds are lower, with yields recovering some of Friday's decline. US 10-year yields are up around 3 basis points to 3.6%. Key commodity futures are mostly higher, although a decline in Singapore iron ore has limited upside for miners. The US dollar is lower across the board, although it is gaining slightly versus the Japanese yen. Crude is up, gold is higher. Risk appetite is buoyant heading into the new week on the back of Friday's non-farm payrolls report, aided also by China's reopening, which may be keeping recession concerns suppressed. Mild weather in Europe has also soothed nerves as gas prices remain contained and storage remains abundant, although the European Central Bank's Lane has cautioned against putting too much stock into the decline in energy prices. Meanwhile, China travel demand is expected to be further boosted heading closer to the Lunar New Year, which may support crude. Fed fund futures are implying an approximately 25% chance of a 50 basis point hike in February, down from around 50% a month ago. On the data front, in Europe, German industrial output rebounded in November but missed expectations. European unemployment figures and Bank of England chief economist Pill are still due today. Due up on today's US economic calendar, consumer credit. In corporate news, Fortune cited comments from Salesforce CEO Marc Benioff, who said that his company is aiming to reduce costs by as much as $3 to $5 billion. Benioff added that cutting real estate would be a major part of those cost cuts. Meanwhile, there has been a flurry of M&A deals over the weekend in the pharmaceutical space. AstraZeneca has agreed to acquire Cinqor in a $1.8 billion deal as the company seeks to expand its pipeline of heart and kidney drugs. Meanwhile, Italy's Chiesi Farmaceutici will acquire Amrit Pharma in a deal valued at $1.48 billion. Elsewhere, France's Ipsen has moved to broaden its rare disease portfolio via the $952 million acquisition of Albireo Pharma. And QIAGEN has acquired Verogen in a $150 million cash deal, strengthening its forensics portfolio. Asian equities finished higher on Monday, with momentum tracking Friday's surge on Wall Street. South Korea and Taiwan's large-cap semiconductor names led, with TSMC, Samsung Electronics, and LG Electronics among the notable gainers. In Hong Kong, Alibaba surged after Ant Group said it had no plans for an IPO, and founder Jack Ma said he was giving up his controlling stake in the Alibaba-owned company. In other regional news, China opened its border with Hong Kong over the weekend ahead of the Lunar New Year traveling season, giving consumer and travel-related stock support. Local media reported that local China governments have published economic growth targets in the 5.5 to 7% range. Japan Prime Minister Kishida said he wants to review the policy accord with the Bank of Japan once the new governor is known. India's government cut its 22-23 fiscal year GDP growth forecast to 7%, aligning more with economists' expectations. And Taiwan said its December exports fell sharply and forecast more declines to come in the first quarter. European equity markets are higher in early trade. In European news, press reports suggest that UK Prime Minister Sunak is facing growing pressure to negotiate with union leaders to end the wave of strikes. The Bank of England's Mann said that energy price caps may reorient spending to other goods, which may support inflation. Still, UK business leaders scaling back energy support may leave many companies grappling with unsustainably high bills. And on the geopolitical front, Sweden said that it cannot meet Turkey's demands for a NATO bid. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.